Vatican Viewpoint. Insights, ideas, and analysis from where the Church meets the world.
A new report from humanitarian aid agency Save the Children says more than a quarter million in besieged areas of Syria are at daily risk from the ongoing civil war. Children in Syria are faced with lack of food and medical care, as well as the emotional and psychological impact of airstrikes and bombings. Christopher Wells spoke with Save the Children's regional spokesperson, Alan McDonald, about the situation of children in the country.
For our report, we spoke to people in besieged areas of Syria. So these are towns and cities inside Syria that are completely cut off. They're surrounded by soldiers, landmines, checkpoints. Virtually everything is stopped from going in or out. So they're basically like prisons. People can't get medicine. Nearly everyone that we spoke to knew of children who died because of the lack of medicine or because they can't get past a checkpoint to go to hospital. There were people who are trained as vets who are having to give life-saving operations to people by candlelight because the electricity has been cut off and the hospitals have run out of even very basic things like painkillers or blood bags. People also can't get food. We spoke to parents who are in tears, really, because their children have had to eat leaves or animal feed or one daily meal of a bit of stale bread dipped in water, and that was all that they could find to eat. We spoke to teachers who told us of children who were fainting in class because they were so hungry. And then on top of all these shortages, these areas are also bombed almost constantly. So children are not just sick and hungry, but they're also scared and terrified. One family that we spoke to spent a whole week trapped in their basement because of the bombing outside, and they were too afraid to let the children out. We also spoke to teachers who have had to move their schools completely underground into basements because children were killed when the classrooms were bombed when they were above ground. And so it's those kind of horrific situation that we're seeing in these besieged areas. And all over Syria, there are huge security problems and huge problems with getting aid in. But these areas are really the most vulnerable of all.
Can you talk a little bit about what you're doing right now, or what can be done to help these children, and maybe at the same time what you're looking to be able to accomplish and what you're hoping to be able to improve in terms of humanitarian aid and helping these children?
There's very little humanitarian access allowed to these areas. To get to these areas, because they're surrounded by military or soldiers or checkpoints, you have to have permission from the parties to the conflict who are in control of the areas. And it's very, very difficult to get this permission. Last year, more than 95% of the applications made by the UN to get to these areas were rejected. So it's very difficult to provide aid. We, as Save the Children, we work with some local Syrian organizations who are working in these areas, who are from these areas and already present in these areas. And they're doing the best that they can. But, I mean, they're working unofficially. They can't officially bring food or medicine in, so they're working with basically whatever they can get their hands on. They're also sometimes rebuilding schools or water points as best they can, as well as delivering food when it is available. But it's, they're doing an incredible job in very difficult circumstances, but it is very, very small compared to what's needed. We're pushing, we're calling for a complete end to these sieges. In the past couple of weeks, we've seen some improvement in access to get to these areas following the cessation of hostilities and the announcements from the UN. And that's definitely good news, but it's very limited at the moment, and it is a very small amount compared to what's needed in these places.
Can you talk about that? Has the recent ceasefire changed much on the ground there in terms of these besieged villages and besieged areas?
The cessation of hostilities agreement has definitely changed things for the better in a small way. It has been a very small positive step. In many of these areas, there's been for the past few years, they've been bombed almost every day, or certainly on a regular basis. And in the past couple of weeks, that's been much less. So we spoke to one area a couple of days ago, and the children were so happy because it was the first time that they'd been able to go to school without worrying about it being struck by bombing. So people are seeing a positive change. I mean, there still has been some bombing over the past couple of weeks, but certainly less than before. In terms of getting aid into these areas, there has definitely been some improvements over the past couple of weeks, but it is very, very limited. So some of these areas have been under siege now for 3 years, and they've had hardly any aid at all. Last year, the UN managed to deliver food aid to about less than 1% of the people in these areas, so it's a tiny, tiny percentage. And so many of the people that we spoke to had never even seen an aid delivery. So the needs are absolutely enormous. And now, over the past couple of weeks, there's been, you know, some aid getting in, some convoys, but it's nowhere near enough to make up for 3 years of virtually nothing. So what we really need to see is this latest development expanded and sustained over the coming months before it will make a huge difference.
Very good. Thank you. Is there anything else you'd like to add this morning?
Actually, maybe just to add on the last issue. I think there's a lot of focus at the moment on what goes into besieged areas, you know, making sure that aid convoys can get in. But another problem is that people aren't allowed out. So we spoke to so many people who knew of children or relatives who had died because they couldn't get past checkpoints to go to hospitals, and that's still a problem. So in many of these areas, the hospitals are basically just a table with a few drugs and a few very, very basic supplies. They're not very well equipped to deal with major emergencies. So when people are sick, they need to be able to go to a hospital in other towns and other areas. But at the moment, even with the cessation of hostilities and the latest access agreements, most people still aren't being allowed out of these areas, even if it's for medical treatment.
That was Save the Children spokesperson Alan McDonald speaking to Christopher Wells.
Vatican Viewpoint. Insights, ideas, and analysis from where the Church meets the world.